Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1690, The Ultimate Guide to Caffeine, Part 1, by Taylor Scher with nerdfitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Happy Monday and welcome to another edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best blogs covering health and fitness, kind of like an ongoing audiobook, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now don't forget, we have a bunch of shows where we narrate blogs for you. Just search for Optimal Living Daily to find all of them. Now today's post is a bit longer than what I typically narrate, so I'll read the first half today and then finish it up for you tomorrow. So with that, let's get right to the first half as we optimize your life. The Ultimate Guide to Caffeine, Part 1, by Taylor Scher with nerdfitness.com. 90% of Americans consume caffeine daily, and 8 out of 10 drink coffee. If you spend all day at a desk job, I'm going to guess you make a few trips to the break room for a cup of joe every day just to get through the day. Is this okay? Or should caffeine be avoided? Caffeine, like the Master Sword or Mario's star power, can be a great tool when used properly to help you slay your next dragon. However, caffeine is kind of like getting a green shell in Mario Kart. It's readily available, can certainly help you win, but has to be used properly, or it can end up doing more harm than good. Fortunately for you, we've done all the research, so you don't have to. Today and tomorrow, you will learn how to properly wield the power of caffeine. Cue the Zelda treasure box opening music. How caffeine works. Meet Superbrain. Superbrain can do amazing things like help us become a productivity ninja, master habit change, run longer, and lift heavier. However, as we work all day long, a chemical called adenosine builds up and binds to receptors in our brains, and we get tired. Adenosine is Superbrain's personal kryptonite. Fortunately, this is normally where Superbrain's pal, caffeine, saves the day. Caffeine blocks the adenosine from binding to receptors, and Superbrain is free from any groggy and debilitating effects. Essentially, it's like encasing adenosine in a lead, kryptonite-proof box. But wait, there's more. Now that the bad stuff is blocked from slowing down your brain, your neurons start firing faster, freeing up your brain to work overtime. Now that your brain is working extra hard, it thinks something really important must be going on outside, so it releases adrenaline and dopamine. These two chemicals can help Superbrain dominate, including kicking the out of this ferocious T-Rex. Coffee, tea, and calories. Let's say you just finished a 1 mile run and burning roughly around 100 calories. So you decide to reward yourself for being healthy by popping into your local Starbucks and grabbing your favorite orange mocha frappuccino. Unfortunately, you just consumed 500 calories after burning only 100, which means after pushing hard to run a mile and then sipping on a cool drink, you're now 400 calories worse off than if you had decided to just sit on the couch and skip the drink. Now, while undoubtedly delicious, a few smarter drink choices can dramatically improve your progress. Be aware of your caffeinated drink choices. Stick to black coffee, espresso, or tea, especially green tea, if weight loss is your primary goal. You may even notice that caffeine from an espresso shot hits your body differently than with an equivalent amount of tea or black coffee. Know what you are drinking. A few hundred calories of espresso and milk are very different than chocolate syrup and flavoring. Not all calories are created equal. If you plan to wield caffeine like the hammer of Thor, you need to have a rough understanding of the calories and caffeine in each drink. If you opt for a fancier coffee drink, you need to know what you're drinking, or you could end up sipping on a 500 or more calorie beverage. Now that you're avoiding the triple chocolate whipped cream frappuccino, let's talk about how much caffeine you should drink. How much caffeine is the right amount? If used properly, caffeine can help you muster the motivation to never miss a workout, energize your routine, and kickstart your metabolism. When used improperly, a caffeine addiction can drag down your energy levels all day, and you'll end up consuming more calories than you burned. So, let's figure out the correct amount. The average American consumes around 250 milligrams of caffeine per day. That's about 2 small cups of coffee, or 3.33, repeating of course, shots of espresso. Note, the average cup of coffee can vary greatly in caffeine content. Some coffee shops may be brewing coffee at 100 milligrams per cup, while others, Starbucks, can exceed 300 milligrams per cup. To get the best of both worlds, you want to consume as little caffeine as possible while still receiving the benefits of the caffeine boost. You don't need to drink an extra large coffee to get the benefits of caffeine. Especially if you haven't yet built up a tolerance, you'll be able to get a full boost from a very small amount. On the low end, take your body weight in pounds and divide by 2. Drink that number in milligrams of caffeine. Or if you prefer the metric system, consume 1 milligram of caffeine per kilogram of body weight. On the high end, take that number and multiply by 5. You shouldn't need to exceed this amount in a single day. If you do, you'll probably experience diminishing returns. Or worse, the coffee could be negatively affecting you, causing things like restlessness, irritability, sleep problems, or an upset stomach. Start on the low end and work your way up until you notice that caffeine boost. If you're wired with a single small cup of coffee, stop. When you opt for the extra large unnecessarily, you train your body to need an extra large. Weight and body composition aside, caffeine affects everyone differently. Listen to your body and learn from it. Harder, better, faster, stronger. Caffeine and working out. You name it, caffeine can potentially improve it. Endurance, strength, concentration, creativity, even your metabolism. Caffeine can be like real-world NZT. It works both physically and psychologically, though everybody reacts to it differently. In one study, subjects who consumed coffee performed significantly better when performing the deadlift, bench press, and squat. If cycling or running is your thing, another study found caffeine improved endurance. It has even been shown to reduce delayed onset muscle soreness, or DOMS. In fact, 3 out of 4 Olympic athletes have caffeine before their competitions. Our advice? Try it out. If it works for you, run with it. But don't use it all day, every day, or you'll stop seeing its effects. If not used in moderation, it can become just another hurdle. To be continued. You just listened to part one of the post titled, The Ultimate Guide to Caffeine by Taylor Scher with nerdfitness.com. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Today's article included a nice guideline when determining how much caffeine may be too much. Today's author, Taylor, described taking your body weight in pounds, dividing it by 2, and then multiplying that number by 5. This would be the maximum number of milligrams of caffeine that you should consume each day. If you're using the metric system, just multiply your body weight in kilograms by 5 to get the maximum amount of caffeine you should consume each day. Now again, this is a general guideline. Some people will respond to caffeine's effects even after just a couple hundred milligrams. The most recent dietary guidelines for Americans say that most healthy adults should not consume more than 400 milligrams of caffeine each day, which would be like a Starbucks Grande medium roast coffee. But for those that are pregnant, for example, they'll want to consult with their doctors before consuming any caffeine. Those with pre-existing conditions like ulcers, IBS, or inflammatory bowel disease may also need to avoid caffeine because it can aggravate those conditions. So, know your body. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for listening. I'll be back here tomorrow to finish up this post, so I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.